Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 15th of September 2016, and it's the 14th of September 2016, and this is the 437th Mole Out Loud podcast. You can probably hear me breathing. I realise that I'm not nearly as fit as I was when I was doing my morning walks, but I hope it won't be too long before that can happen again. It doesn't really seem to take very long to get out of condition, although it has been a long time. It's probably been about 8 weeks, so can't really complain. So I'm just walking into town, and I had a nap. I thought I was going to have quite a long and leisurely time in town, and in fact I woke up and looked at my watch and I realised that it's not going to be leisurely at all. I have an appointment at 3, and I think I'll probably get there within 10 minutes, but there are a couple of other things that I'd intended to do. I've got quite a heavy book in my backpack to take back to the library, the one that I read for half the night the other day and still regret because I'm still quite sleepy, and I sort of felt that I wanted it out of the house. It was a bit like eating too much of food that wasn't very good for you, so it'll be good to unburden it. So I'm hoping I can take a slight detour via the library so that I don't have to cart it all the way back. Quite often forget about the library, and I only really found it again because I discovered they did audiobooks that you could download at home, and when I tried to download it, I discovered my library card was out of date, so I had to go in anyway. But anyway, I think I mentioned all that 10 days ago or whenever it was that I discovered that. I'm not sure whether this wind is going to really stop you from being able to hear me. It was a really beautiful morning, and while I slept, you see, I should have stayed awake. While I slept, suddenly all these really dark, lowering clouds covered the sky. They're really heavy. And I do have my parapluie with me, so I'm prepared. I am prepared. This morning I went to my shed again. That has been one of the benefits of having somebody in the house. I have reconnected myself with my shed as a place to go and write. And there certainly is something about having a place away from the house, dedicated space in which to write, that makes it much less likely for me to procrastinate. Having said that, the very fact of being outside on a beautiful day makes it very tempting to just pop out and pull up a couple of weeds here or there, or just kind of bask in the sunshine. I still do my qigong in the sun, and that's a good thing to do. I'm really rambling. I think I might have to redo this podcast with a bit more focus to it. But I'll see how I go. Just in case I'm not able to get back in time to do a second podcast, I shall continue with this one now. I'm getting closer to town, and of course it does become slightly more difficult as I reach the CBD. It's rubbish bin day today, so the bins are strewn all along the pavement. Now that they have this sort of automatic emptying thing, they seem to really like flinging the dustbins down afterwards. So I do need to concentrate more than I would normally have to. Usually I've done this walk so often, I think I'm pretty much on automatic. So, back to writing, which was what I was intending to talk about today, and this idea of not trying too hard to get into the flow, but allowing oneself and nurturing oneself enough to enable the flow, to trust enough to take off the hesitations, and also I guess let go of any expectations. So it's an interesting mix, given that what seems to get me going is at the moment is trying to get something for my writers group, but that is a sort of that's a bit of a whip from, I mean it's a whip and a carrot, but it is certainly not trusting my deeper self to do what's right, even though I do get a kind of sense of flow, but I feel as if this isn't really the best way forward, and Michael Nobbs was talking about pausing and pausing to be able to observe what one is doing, and I just don't know quite. Well, I know that I don't really do that enough. Gosh, this is getting very noisy, isn't it? It's I'm at an intersection now, and there's a car yard on one corner, and I forgot to press the button for the lights, so. Going to have to stand. I'll try and stand back from the corner a bit so that I'm not subjecting you to too much car racket. It's not a very busy time of the year, but I guess in the middle of the city you can't really expect anything else. Okay, you can hear, I can go. There's so many shops closing and reopening here that they're really high turnover. Although opposite me at the moment is this big bicycle shop that feels as if it's been there forever, and it's a bit comforting to see it there. I'm just about to be run over because I've decided to cross not where the lights are. That's good. Just so that I can have a little sneak look at the bicycles as I pass. I was going to take a photograph of the bike shop, but realised that if I stop this podcast, it will stop altogether. I won't. I'll have to do it in two parts again, like I did before. I'm just wondering how far I can do this without it becoming really, really difficult. I'm not far from the library now. There's a building in front of me that's called Construction House, and it is a very, very early 1960s building. Construction house is written vertically along the side, you know, up the whole side of the building, which kind of feels a bit Russian to me. I can't think quite why. That was a chap in a hoodie who was just running behind me. Now we've got someone in bright pink clogs walk past me, and then someone with a death skull on their t-shirt. And I am just about at the library, and I think I'm going to stop. I do hope that you've had a good day, that you're not quite as rambly as I am, and that you've had a good day working on whatever you're doing, that you can find the flow, and don't have to scare yourself into writing or working on whatever you're working on. I hope you take time to pause and sit back and listen to Michael's lovely podcasts. And as always, thank you very, very much for listening. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.